This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Bing, bing, bing.
Let's start today with our local affiliate, NBC4.
Good.
Again, missing the spot where they say, now here's the weather where you live.
Oh, very good.
1 to 3 feet of snow. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I had a Stouffer's pizza, watched Access Hollywood.
A French bread pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. It was really fun, man.
Yeah, were you there, Oak?
Yeah, good.
You had a nice time, Mark? Good, good.
Rope!
Does look like we'll see temperatures climbing into the 50s.
Channel 4 just switched it over.
God.
It may linger through mid-morning
They're
Friday.
Pros.
Should be partly sunny
Channel
Saturday.
Channel 4, go high def.
And I really enjoyed seeing Lenny at the party.
They have to master low def first.
All right.
I can't do this anymore.
Me either.
They can go to hell. Yeah. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Say that again. They can go to hell.
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Yes, I agree.
I'm starved. How about you, W?
I was in Cincinnati the other day. Stopped off and got some ribs.
Who he?
Right.
That's it. That's all he had to say.
Ugh, I hate this job. Everything's crisis this and end of the world that. Nobody opens with a joke. I miss Danny DeVito.
Ich bin ein Jewish guy.
Hi, Robbie. I am 11.
There he is.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
What is he, a faggot?
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
We are.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. No, no, God damn it, they're fags.
That is so true, Dick.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
What about the vagina?
What about it?
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah, we try.
That was funny.
Thank you.
Funny.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Probably.
My first reaction was, oh yeah, go screw.
Here's the phone number.
Let's pick the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, we are.
That is so true, Dick.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That's ridiculous.
Nice ass.
Is everybody happy?
Everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
Oh, who is that?
You are a cheating, lying whore.
Whoa. Oh, no. Stop that, please.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I have to check with Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor.
Yeah, baby.
Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you very much.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
He's all over the place tonight. Let's talk to this nice little boy.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Nice ass.
There's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hold on a second.
Hey, I'm here too.
Hold on a second. That was inadvertent, Mike.
What happened, Ed?
Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby. Sorry about clipping you there, Mike.
It's all right.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome. Danny.
Well, he ain't here either. Oh, the show is good.
The show is great.
Sure is. Hi, everybody. Hi, Little Brains. Don and Mike Show. And it's Wednesday. And the phone number is same as it was yesterday.
Thursday.
I'm sorry.
You've been a day ahead all week.
Day behind.
Day behind or a day ahead?
I'm a day behind. I'm a day behind. Well, good news. Again.
It's closer to the weekend.
48 hours of non-stop partying.
Woo!
All right, my mistake. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
And the phone number is same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. First, Buzz.
Yes.
It's been years since I've said this to you.
Uh-huh.
I've never said it to you publicly. I used to say it to you privately in our other life all the time.
Uh-huh.
Great suggestion about the pot.
Oh, I brought the pot today.
Great pot.
What really, pot?
The natty pot.
Netty pot. Oh, he brought did you try the netty pot?
I went home last night, mentioned to my gal pal that Buzz had the netty pot. We went on WebMD.
Right.
And she went to CVS, and turns out she bought the thing. It's the same thing you've got right there, Buzz.
Right behind you, Mike.
It's this thingamajig.
The neti pot.
You fill with lukewarm water.
Where do you put your schnoz?
Right on the end. It looks like a genie. It looks like an I Dream of Genie bottle.
Yes, and you don't put boiling water in.
Lukewarm water and one of those saline salt solutions in, and you stir it up, and you pour it in one nostril, and it comes out the other.
Cool.
And it opened me up last night. I slept like I had not slept in about a week.
Without chemicals or drugs, it works great. It's salt, all natural.
Salt is a chemical.
This pot is the only drug you need.
Salt's not a chemical, is it?
Yeah, it's sodium chloride.
Well, it's a mineral.
But can't you get salt like from the earth? You don't need to have it manufactured.
All chemicals come from the earth.
Well, in a manner of speaking, but it's not man-made.
Not Kevlar.
You know what, though? It can't be right. It can't be right to shove pottery in.
Old man Spiewak hates everything.
I know. Isn't it too bad his microphone's not turned on right now?
It's turned off. Turned off and his cheeks are red again.
Well, I'm glad you got one. And, Mike, if you want, I brought a spare, a fresh, unopened one that I picked
Buzz.
Up today.
A neti pot?
I think
he needs it more than I do.
I would
really
love to Bogart that today.
Got it here for you.
As a matter of fact, it might be a great demonstration on the air because one of my nostrils, the right one, very clogged up, so when you put stuff in there, it doesn't
Your nose is red, too. Your nose looks red.
It doesn't immediately come out the left side. However, left side into right, it's like turning on a water faucet.
And my nostrils are doing pretty well today. Pretty well.
Good.
I believe the asbestos factor is the only thing that's bothering me in the building.
This will wash out asbestos, even.
Well, Mike, you just got here.
That's right. I just got here, minutes ago.
And I am so uncoordinated. Last night, standing in front of the kitchen sink, and I've got this little I Dream of Genie bottle, and Jan is standing behind me saying, okay, now your head must be, your forehead is up, and your right nostril is on top of your left nostril. Now put your jaw out. No, put your head down a little bit. And all of this, the first couple of times, it ended up just spilling all over my face.
It takes some finesse. Yeah, that's true.
Well, partly because there was such a gigantic buildup of stuff on the right side.
Yeah.
At one point, even Jet, boy, you must know that this woman loves me.
It has to.
She had this I Dream of Genie pot, and she was actually pouring the stuff.
What position is your head in?
Like this.
You're looking up.
You're bending over the sink, first of all, but keep your forehead higher than your chin, just slightly.
All right.
You insert the spout of the pitcher into one nostril.
It looks like an I'm a Little Teapot is what it looks
does.
Like.
It does. And create a seal with that spout in that nostril, and then tilt your head to the opposite direction so that it all runs through and drains out. And it does.
And it's an amazing science lesson because you realize how right above your nose is like a little turnpike where the stuff goes up and makes a right-hand
turn. So what's next? If you guys get a fever, are you going to bring leeches in? Is that what we're going to do
if
here?
If it works,
this
I'm
is
all
definitely
for it.
A remedy that's been around for decades.
Yeah,
this is like holistic medicine.
Yeah, I like holistic.
However, it is
holistic.
It has gone mainstream because thing is packaged up at CVS. As you can see, Buzz bought the same deal as Jan did.
Yeah, but there it is on the package: Sinew Cleaner Neti Pot.
Right.
Anyway, works great, Buzz.
It does. Well, good. I'm glad you tried it. I'm glad it works.
The Neti Pot.
So I thank you for that.
Certainly.
Now all you need is a nice cup of tea and honey and lemon.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. We're doing great.
How's everything?
Okay.
How's everything?
Just fine.
Okay, my right nostril is a bit plugged, but I may use Buzz's natty pot in a moment.
Yeah.
Well, you still sound sexy.
Oh, well, as always, thank you, darling.
Ooh, I agree.
Yes.
I know we're not supposed to do this, but I have a giggle joke.
You have a what joke?
A little giggle joke.
A giggle joke?
I'm not supposed to call and ask.
No. Negative. Darling, here's the deal. We'd be glad to let everyone in on the giggle joke.
You would have to give something up, though, and it's not your virginity. It would be your phone number.
Well, it's a lesbian joke. Does that help?
No.
If the joke is funny and we think it is amusing, and we get, like you said, a chuckle out of it, well, then we've all had a good time. Now, if the joke crashes and burns...
There has to be some sort of penance. There has to be some sort of penalty, and that's why we give, we give you a number
I know. I do understand the rules. Yeah. I'm scared of the rules, but you know what? I'm going to go for it.
Ah, I like your spirit. Right. I like your spirit.
Confidence in your material.
That's a good thing.
All right, lay it on us.
All righty. What did the first lesbian say to the other lesbian?
What? All right, everybody, please be gentle with this woman. She seems
gentle because she's very sweet, and it wasn't that bad.
She sounds like a
kind. Got it, though. I know you guys got it, right?
She sounds like a kind soul. 240-367-4993. And whatever you do, like, don't walk into a Denny's and write it on a bathroom wall, that number with, like, free phone sex.
Right. No. Be nice.
Please don't.
Play nice.
Well, thank you for letting me try.
You know, it almost motivates me to tell a joke that I heard over the vacation. It really does. You know, from our good friend down at the Palm Restaurant, Tommy Giacomo.
Yeah.
Tommy Giacomo saw me. I haven't seen Tommy in a year. I saw Tommy, and he didn't even say hello as much as he launched right into this joke. Would you be interested in hearing Tommy's joke?
Well, I know your phone number, Mike.
All right, you can call me tonight and abuse me. But
no, I'll give out your phone number if the joke is not funny.
Well, then I don't want to tell it then. I'm not even taking that chance.
Too much. Bill.
There's not a chance.
Too much pressure.
See, and I've got one as well. I mean, if we just wanted to throw in bad jokes, I've got one that, gosh, we are all like name droppers.
Well,
aren't we
could be. We could definitely. How do I say? We could immune ourselves.
Yeah,
we
it's
could
a
immune
trade-off.
Our. We could grant each other. You know what? We could grant each other immunity.
Exactly. Ah, but no, that's no. Sorry, can't do it, Mike.
Well, see, now I'm not going to do it.
Not thick enough. Okay, goodbye, there, Carol.
Bye bye. Have a great day.
Bye, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Elderly couple sitting on the couch. Did I say it on the air?
No, Tommy told us that joke when we went.
Oh, okay. All right, then you've already heard it. Then I can now. I'm sorry. I really don't want to disappoint the listening audience.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really, really sorry. I think the last time I told a joke in your presence was on stage at the Warner Theater 20 years ago. And it died. And of course, when you're standing next to you and something dies, you're not exactly going to try to prop me up.
I'm always there to help.
You're going to stab me like they were stabbing me.
Price to pay.
If you want to read the joke, it's at Giacomo.com.
Well, Tommy, if you're listening, I love the joke. And it was very, very funny.
It's a good joke.
It's a funny joke. I'm quite sure it is,
Take
Mike.
Our word for it.
It's very, very funny. Are you curious?
No.
Not a bit.
He's playing with me now.
I'm not the least
curious. Now I know how the people feel. Now I know how the little people feel.
Yeah, because you want
to
tell
when
the joke.
When they're chomping at the bit to tell a joke, now I know exactly how they feel. You're just desperate. Even though it's bad, you know you're going to get punished.
Bad, right?
You just want to tell it.
Well, I got all your numbers. I've got them committed to memory.
All right, you think about it. You get back to us. We'll put you on hold.
Yeah, put me on hold. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, I was watching the American Gladiators, and I know you guys aren't on board with American Gladiators, but I was shocked by the amount of women talking about making other women wet by going in the swimming pool.
All right, enjoy it, my friend.
And I'm not exactly on board. I watched the first night and a little bit of the second night.
You might go back sometime.
I might go back sometime within the year.
Hi, Don, my show. What's happening? Hello.
Oh, well, that was very rude.
Really was.
It really, you know, it could be the breath. That's one thing I saw.
Do you have death breath?
Well, I saw on WebMD last night one of the signs of a sinus infection is bad breath.
Right.
And I did blow my own breath into the microphone yesterday. It was not especially refreshing. It was late in the broadcast, though, and I had not discovered Buzz's natty pot yet. So
Natty pot.
Right. Netty.
Netty. Natty what pot. What is it? Exactly. Like Natty Bo.
Natty Bo. Hello there, Natty Bo, the great beer from Palmer.
Natty pot. Hello. Oops. Don and Mike show.
Oh, forget it.
Hello.
Oh, hold on. Joe found
but
the lady.
It's Carol
Hello.
Again.
Oh, hi. Joe just found you.
Yeah,
hi
Carol has 54 new voicemails.
Congratulations, Carol. Well, you know, you subjected yourself to that.
I know. I just wanted to inform everyone, be very careful if they want to tell a joke.
I didn't think your joke was funny, but I thought it was cute. How's that?
She said bye-bye. It was a giggle joke.
A giggle.
She lowballed bye-bye.
And that's, you know, incidentally, if you want to really, if it's all about diminished expectations, what you say to somebody is, hey, would you like a little giggle?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Say, would you like a little slap in the face?
Would you like a little giggle? I had a great giggle.
Don and Mike.
Radio guys, I just want to let you know that you have a new neti pot, so you don't have to curt your neck over like that anymore. It's got a straw in it, and it's a little bit new version.
It's a squeeze bottle, right?
I thought this guy was making a joke like about my cousin Ronnie. putting all the straws together.
It's a natty bow pot with a straw. So you can put the straw up your nose and get all the good saline goodness.
Oh, well, then you would need like a bendy straw or one of those crazy straws, right?
Crazy straw so you can see your snot going through it. Hey, look at all those curly cues that the snot's making as it travels down the crazy straw.
Okay, it's a pretty good science experiment, especially once the sinuses get open.
Yes.
And you realize, I pour it in this end, breathe out the mouth, and it comes out the other end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what people do with goldfish.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It must be.
How's it going?
Put fish in the pot.
Isn't that a great trick, Rob? That is it. When he takes the goldfish in one nostril and brings it out the other side alive.
Alive. We've had guys do that.
Now we get it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How's it going, guys?
That's right, Buzz.
Yeah.
We always thought that was some great trick. Now we know that they just go up the left side of the nostril, make a quick right turn, and come right down the other side.
Yeah, there's a hole up there.
It's like a cul-de-sac.
You should start with guppies, though.
Hello.
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 How are you guys?
We're great. How about you?
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you.
I just want to say that guy said about the American Gladiators. Hulk Hogan was like, "What was it like to wrap your legs around her head like that?" He said that on the first night, and I thought that was pretty hysterical.
I saw that on the first night. Yeah, and some of those, I'm attracted to some of the Gladiators. A couple of them. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of them. No, Fury. I think Fury's kind of hot.
And what's he look like?
He's Justice. That's the one I think is really hot. Justice. Right. Justice and Peter North. The Gladiator, Peter North.
The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, I need your help.
Yes, sir.
I need your listeners' help.
All right.
I'm stalled out. I either ran out of gas or my car's a piece of crap, so it probably just stalled out here. On 216 in Columbia.
Serial killer.
The only person I got to stop is these like two high school kids that threw a half-eaten hamburger at me.
I like rape. I like rape.
Serial killer.
I like rape.
Sure, stop by and give this guy a hand.
Yeah, help
I
him
like
out.
Rape.
Could you help me move this sofa into the back of my van?
Go stop by. Meet this strange man.
I really appreciate that.
Why do you favor rape?
Just if you could get on the back end of it.
He's on Route 216, just past the wood chipper, right by the pile of machetes.
All right, listen, as long as we're here broadcasting, maybe we can help. God, we hope that a guy with a chainsaw doesn't show up and just cut you to itsy-bitsy pieces, but where are you? And what, you ran out of gas?
Or something.
I either ran out of gas or my car, like, just conked out. It's a piece of crap. It's
broke
a 1985 down. Pontiac 6000. It's white.
Oh, it's a Pontiac 6000, huh?
Jeez, sorry.
It's got a sunroof that's, like, hanging on by bunch of duct tape, and now I've got a half-eaten hamburger smashed on my windshield.
Well, why did the kids throw the hamburger at you? Just for fun?
I have no idea. I was outside waving my hands. High school kids in a Jeep swung by, slowed down, and whipped a half-eaten hamburger at me.
Those jerks.
I like the way he pronounces hamburger, too. He says hamburger.
That made me laugh.
A lot of people say that.
Those jerky kids.
It nearly hit me. I dove back into the car, and it hit my windshield.
Yeah. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Exactly.
I must have a picture.
The celebrity I most resemble, I've been told I look like Rick Moranis, actually.
Sounds right.
He has that kind of really nerdy way of speaking.
Rick Moranis, he said.
Where are you from originally? You have a bewitching accent.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, originally.
Makes sense.
I've lived here for 10 years now.
Are you unmarried and living with your mother?
I'm not living with my mother. No, she lives back in Cleveland.
I know when the guy called, you said serial killer, you were thinking this guy's the serial killer. I'm telling you, this guy is like a piece of cheese on the side of the road.
You think the serial killer will now find him?
Yes.
I like rape.
Or maybe even worse.
Right. Maybe, like, keep him for a while.
That's right.
Like keep him somewhere downstairs.
He'll be some guy's pet.
He might be better off.
He'll be some guy in some guy's cage. He'll be his gimp.
You always love that Stockholm syndrome,
like,
don't you, Buzz?
Look on the bright side where possible.
You truly do.
All right, anywho, we'll see if we can help. Where are you again?
I'm on Route 216 in Columbia, Maryland.
I love listening to
and
this
And I
guy.
Really like
I was on my way. I was on my way to the Columbia Mall. So if someone wants to just pick me up, take me to the mall.
Bash my head in with a baseball bat.
I'll I'll buy them a smoothie or a pretzel.
A smoothie?
I have $2.50 on me.
What were you going to get at the mall? Do you have a credit card?
I have a credit card, but I only have $2.50 in cash on me right now.
Were you going to the mall to buy the smoothie for yourself?
Well, no, I was going there to buy a pair of pants, a pair of creased slacks.
They don't trousers. They don't have $2 slacks.
Were you buying the slacks for yourself?
No, I have a credit card. I was going to purchase the pair of slacks with my credit card.
What kind of credit card?
I have a Discover card.
Discover. It pays to
he doesn't disappoint. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Exactly.
Well, I'm in between jobs, actually. That's why I need a pair of slacks.
Are you between?
So
are you between?
Go on a job. I have a job interview.
Good.
Tomorrow.
Let me rephrase the question. What did you do for a living?
I was a file clerk. I did some secretarial work with Manpower.
We might have one here.
Services.
We might have a new one here.
This is 50-50. It's either he's totally on the level or it's just some guy who is.
Who's doing one of the finest sketches.
Just doing this whole thing about nerds.
I think he's real.
He's real?
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend, no. Not at the present time.
When's the last time that you were with a woman?
Last time I was with a woman, well, I met a young lady online.
Oh, yes.
And we met. She lived in, this is when I was living in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio.
She lived in Pennsylvania.
You know, hold on. This is why I don't, the guy, maybe my crime detector is 100% wrong because of the natty pot. But when he says Ohio, he says it too much like a DJ. Ohio.
That's
Ohio.
How that's how he talks.
When I was in Ohio.
Well, I would love to be a DJ. I'm available. I could start tomorrow.
But didn't you move from Cleveland 10 years ago?
Excuse me?
Didn't you move from Cleveland 10 years ago?
Yes.
So 10 years ago is the last time you even spoke with a woman and that was online?
Well, no.
What were you using, Prodigy?
I was going to say.
Oh, when I was visiting my family, this was probably... I've visited my family many times, but 3 years, I was chatting with a woman who lived in Pennsylvania, and 3 years ago, when I was home for the holidays, we met up.
Did you make contact with her 3 years ago?
I'm telling you, the guy just talks a little bit too much like this for my trailer, home for the holidays.
I'm trying to be a disc jockey now because
now I'm beginning to get suspicious, too. Yeah.
I'm trying.
He's trying to become a disc jockey. What is your first name, kind sir?
Well, hold on for just a second. Somebody's actually slowing down.
Oh, he slipped out of the voice there a little bit.
Well, he's excited. I think the car thing is real.
I think the serial killer thing is real.
The $2.
People are slowing down and yelling stuff.
What is your first name, sir?
They're asking if I'm on the radio, but then they just drove off.
Sir?
Yeah, excuse me.
What is your first name?
My first name is Brian.
Brian.
Riled.
Ryan or Brian?
Brian with a B.
With a B.
Oh, Brian.
Brian with a B.
Now, you have a job interview lined up. That's why you need the trousers, right?
Excuse me?
Brian, you're going to have to listen a little harder when we're asking you these questions, okay?
Do you have a job interview lined up?
Yes, I have a job interview.
Where?
It's with Kelly Temporary Services.
He was with Manpower.
I predict you'll get the job.
Going to go with Kelly.
You know what? Hold on. We'll leave you there and see if anyone shows up. Because I'd be curious to see if anyone is a good Samaritan, if anyone wants to show up and do something to you.
This is Brian from Baltimore via Ohio.
Or maybe someone could just tell us if the whole thing is a goof or not.
I'd like to have somebody eyeball Brian.
Yeah, you know, the whole way he's talking.
Or someone actually could bring his head to the studio.
Either way.
On a stick.
On a little spike. We'll have it out front like the Tower of London.
Hey, we'd have a Dynamite t-shirt for the first listener to bring us this guy's head on a stick.
A little stick.
From Ohio.
You get any interest out there, Brian?
Cleveland rocks.
Excuse me?
Much more music time.
I'm not asking two questions to Brian anymore.
3:23 with Dave Diamond. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Everybody.
Ohio.
Hey, here comes some guys in the bike. Hey, hold on. They've got ski masks on.
I believe that looks like a hedge trimmer.
This looks like a scene from the movie Heat.
Help me.
Hey, you've got hockey masks on.
All I know is this guy now is telling me to put the lotion on my body or else I'll get the hose again.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, stay right there. We'll come back to you, friend.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, have you seen the whitest kids in the hall?
Are we walking?
Sounds like
a joke.
Yeah, you can't tell a joke.
Yep, well, he's gone anyway.
It's on Sundance.
Or
IFC.
PU. Even I don't watch those
channels. What, the whitest kids in the hall?
Yeah, they're an improv group.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, I love improv. Super. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't blame him neither, man.
Here's the setup. Okay, you're a man.
Right.
You're on an airplane. Uh-huh. And you have to go to the bathroom, and there's a screaming child. Go! React!
Here's your seat. Here's your regular little wooden seat that we're going to put in the middle of the stage.
It was like that awful. How long was that show on NBC, that show that had George Costanza? Where the name.
Thank God you're here.
Thank God you're here, where they would walk.
Oh, that
into
was the ripoff of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Except they would just. They would improv through a scene.
Right.
Where they would walk in a door like it with an
Because they were so scary
on.
Talented.
Uh huh.
Anything could happen.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just saying, man, I don't believe him neither.
Doesn't believe him.
You think he's totally creating that little accent?
He's hung
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think so.
I noticed that the line that he was on hold is now.
For now, he'll be Brian the BSer.
Don hung up. Hi, Don, a Mike Show.
Did you guys say the guy hung up?
I hope his butt isn't bleeding.
Did he hang up, or did the people who abducted him hang it up?
I just wanted to say, Rob, you picked the perfect adjective. His accent is bewitching.
Bewitching.
Absolutely bewitching.
That's a wonderful word, isn't it? Bewitched.
Yeah, it is.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
This message is for Brian. Brian, I'm coming.
Brian, I'm coming.
That's a little too real.
Brian,
it's a little
I'm
too
coming.
Real for me.
A little too early.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, that Brian guy's imitating the gentleman from the movie American Splendor, who was Harvey Pekar's coworker.
All right, is he really?
Seriously.
Is that the movie that had Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti,
as the comic book guy. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, no problem.
I never saw that movie.
I only saw bits and pieces of it.
Paul Giamatti, was great in Sideways, and then he's made a few clunkers along the way.
Hey, excuse me. Hello, Fred Claus.
Well, I'm thinking about The Lady in the Water. Is that what it is? Where he played the janitor?
That's one movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was a critical flop.
All you really need is Fred Claus, Mike.
Fred Claus I haven't been able to take in yet, Don. I'm waiting till the hot months.
Fred Claus is the answer to any question.
Really?
Huh. Any entertainment question.
What'd you do last weekend? Fred Claus.
Rubber balls and liquor. Hi, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Going on.
What's going on, as Marvin Gaye said.
What's going on?
Mercy, mercy me, the
What's
ecology.
I'm from Ohio alone.
Now I just didn't even understand.
That was just some guy just, oh, God, I want a little phone.
That's not real puking. You have to be intelligible.
Hey, Lord, you got to do it like this little sing-song to your voice. A 27. Past the hour, I'm Don with my good buddy Mike. Much more Buzak.
I'm sure if you stay on the show today, a good time will be had by all.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Tom
Hammond. Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Hey, I have a question I need help with.
Of course.
You've called the right number.
How may we serve you?
What's your question?
Buzz, when anybody ever says again, I have a question, you have to say it just like that.
You've called the right number.
You have that just enough urgency in your voice.
A couple weeks ago, right during Buzz's news break, you guys were doing...
You had a stroke.
I'm sorry.
I hate to finish sentences, but...
Can you just slow down?
You're talking too fast.
Slow down again from the beginning.
Start the story again, please, or the question.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, during Buzz's news break, he was talking about the writer's strike.
You got to slow down again. All I heard was did you say a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Slower, please.
Okay. Hmm? During Buzz's...
No, didn't you start with a...
A couple of weeks ago
during Buzz's...
Why are you talking to me like this, like I'm a retard? Talk to me like I'm an adult or
speed it up a little bit or we'll finish the sentence for you.
We're not stupid.
Start again.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago.
Faster.
I had a vascular episode.
Faster, pussycat.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago during Buzz's news break, you guys were talking about the writer's strike, and you guys did a skit.
I want to say hi to Meredith Vieira's husband for calling in today. Richard Cohen. It's great to hear from him. He has just rolled onto the floor to call the show. He's very upset that we think his wife is so hot. Go ahead, Richard.
And you guys were doing your own up-and-coming movie skits, and you had a song playing. I've been trying for the last 2 or 3 weeks
for the love
to figure
of God.
Out that song.
For the love of
what
God.
What was that song?
Boy, it had to be very important to you.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about the Peter Gabriel song?
Yeah.
If I can actually somewhat be helpful here, rather than do what I
normally
do.
Was it Shock the Monkey?
No, do what I normally do, just scream at people. It was Salisbury Hill when we did that thing. It's that song that goes, bound, 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 bound. It was like, and just when she realized that her life could get no worse, it's that happy music that they use in every goddamn.
Right, all right. That's good. And, of course, he said it was during the writer's strike. He's not talking about the thing out in Hollywood. He's talking about the people that aren't riding Metro anymore.
I think it was when Buzz was doing a story about the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we got off on a tangent.
What you were making sport of television and movie trailers.
Because they do use this all the time. Uh-huh. It's like, this man, a borderline retard, got the numbers right, thought he would be ridiculed, and then found him, made two friends for life.
Paramount Pictures presents the story of a man who can't express himself clearly, but finds God in the bottom of a bourbon bottle.
It's called Mess in My Pants.
This film is not yet rated.
They do use that an awful lot.
You sure
and we
do.
Were discussing that. And now you know the answer to what the song was.
Okay.
Did you get it when Don said it?
Yes, I did.
So what is it?
What is it?
Peter Gabriel.
No, you knew Peter Gabriel. What's the title of the song?
What's the name of it?
I didn't get that. I needed...
Yeah.
Salisbury Hill.
Right.
Salisbury Hill.
Like the steak.
Okay. Thank you.
For
thank
days.
You,
Salisbury
thank
Hill
you.
Sounds like a cheap wine they could make out of steak.
Yes.
For days and days, his right nostril would not accept air until he hooked up with his friend Buzz.
Don Geronimo is snot.
Paramount Pictures presents The Natty Pot, the story of two lifelong friends and sinus congestion and a little thing called life.
Opens Friday in theaters.
This film is not yet rated. Featuring Diane Keaton, Mandy Moore, Buzz Burbank, and Paris Hilton.
And a little thing called snot.
Okay, let's
the
see.
Natty Pot.
Let's see who's here. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's here? Hello.
Man.
Who's at the door? Hello there. Wow, that's
your track detectors might be correct.
That is a loud, loud doorbell, Jack. That's like the loudest sound effect we have. Anyway, a crap detector, what about the guy from Ohio?
Yeah, you might be correct because 216 does not run through nor to Columbia.
Oh, he's lying.
Thank you. Honey.
Well, he hung up. We knew he was lying when he hung up.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay, Richard was annoying the living hell out of me. Y'all gave him too much time. Richard, do not ever call back again.
Are you talking about Brian or the guy that wanted to know about
No,
the
I'm talking about Richard.
Rick.
I've never heard such a slow talker, slow thinker. Richard.
Her whole life, she ran her mouth, and everybody took it until the one day she called the Don and Mike Show. Paramount Pictures presents
Celine Dion in her first starring role ever.
Featuring Ben Stiller. Join them in. You think I'm a bitch?
Original soundtrack by the Jonas Brothers.
This film not yet rated. Featuring B. Arthur as this lady.
As this lady. That's almost like Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Hey, my name is this guy.
My name is this guy.
Oh, Oh, gosh, she hung up.
Oh, sorry, she's gone, too.
Too bad. Sorry,
where's the civility? Where has the civility gone? I know this is the wrong show to ask that question.
We ain't hung up on anybody today. We've hung up on nobody today.
That's what they've hung up on us.
Don and Mike show.
Nostra Gods, how you doing? I was going to try and find out Faker Brian or not on 216. Do you know what side of 095 he was?
Well, they just told us the lady said 216 does not run into Columbia.
Well, it doesn't, but it takes you over towards that area. He can get to Columbia Mall from 216. I just have to be passing 95.
Well, thank God, GPS man. I really, does anybody have any idea the area this man's talking about?
Well, first
about?
Of all, you know, we determined the guy's probably lying. And secondly, if he's not lying, he's off to the side of the road in a very beat-up Pontiac 6000, and he looks like Rick Moranis.
And perhaps now he's feeling rather beat up himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should be able to find him within 5 minutes. If I do, I'll call you all back.
Okay, here's the clue. If you're looking for the guy, it's a beat-up Pontiac 6000 with a duct-taped sunroof.
All right.
With a hamburger on the windshield.
You got it. Thank you, Rand. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Nostra guy.
Bye-bye. Rand McNally.
Jerky kids threw a hamburger at me. I don't understand what's going on. I'd sure like to have a dibs on that natty pot.
That was Rand McNally. He's a friend of Arthur Hoyle's.
Yeah, that's right. Look it up.
Who uses Rand McNally anymore?
Well, Rand McNally can be found in a variety of
have they updated that
like
now
gas
too?
Stations. I've used regular maps when I've been up in Maine.
But I mean,
before.
Have they updated that brand name into like an electronic GPS thing?
I don't know. Check
probably. I would imagine the big company like Rand McNally has little dibs on the electronic GPS systems.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Denali Miguel. How's it going, guys?
Hey, hola.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I was calling about that natty pot thing you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, and is that made by Summer's Eve?
It's like a nose douche. It's right about that.
It's all in how you hold it.
I think you would sell a hell of a lot more product if you renamed it the nose douche.
Buzz Burbank's nose douche.
I like it.
With Buzz in that little circle, you know, like as seen on TV. Right.
Yeah, but have Buzz like with a shirt, you know, pirate shirt from like the breasts up. You know, Buzz Burbank's nose douche.
One of those times we dressed him up like in a woman's blouse.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he would have it, you know, with the string undone down at the bottom.
Maybe he could wear his entourage jacket.
With a little fake chest hair. Yeah. You know, it might be a good idea.
I don't need fake.
Oh, you don't need fake. Listen to that, huh?
I'll grow my own.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. That's a nice opening segment. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.